Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Oh, I like it. A little Santana. We come back in here for the 4 o'clock hour. Ah! But I thought
you
I was on...
You missed it. You missed it, Mark.
God. I thought I was on pace. I felt like I felt the beat in time enough to hit the post on that. Dave, we have Sue's news coming up. I should mention this, that Sue is out today, and she's at jury duty, and she's been sending some pictures. She's like juror number 180, and as
are you supposed to say that, by the way?
Maybe not. I don't know. She had her number on. But look, as of about 90 minutes ago, she had not been called. So my suggestion was, this was before the show. She's only a couple of blocks from us here at the courtroom. I said, hey, who's going to notice? Just take off. Come on over here. Do the show. Here's another thing about Sue that I'll let her fill you in about tomorrow. Remember Friday?
Assuming
we had
she's
that
here.
Well, yeah, that's right, because she could be out tomorrow too,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Well, when she does come back on Wednesday, remember she was dabbling with the thought of the electronic bike?
Yeah.
May have pulled the trigger on that. I got some
she
indication.
Did?
I may have seen a picture over the weekend.
Oh.
Yeah, I think maybe she did. So we'll let her explain that when she comes back either tomorrow or on Wednesday. Frank Cusimano a little later this hour. In the next hour, Ross Hunt will be here. I mentioned Ross last week. He wrote a great piece about fighting critical race theory one door at a time. And I think it's one of the most important pieces for those parents who really do want to get involved and put a stop to some of this nonsense that's going on in schools. Ross has some great advice. He's coming up at 5:25, plus an audio cut of the day. You're going to handle... Oh, the other thing I want to mention is our friend Linda Garofano from Italy. She's a tour guide in Rome. She's been hit hard because there's no tourists, as you might imagine, in Rome. But we get an update from her every 3 months or so. And it's on the heels of Italy beating England in the Coppa 2020, whatever they call that thing yesterday. By the way, my friend Rick in Vegas put a $20 bet on Italy because he's like, wait, that's the only way to make some money. You know that if it ends 1-1 after regulation, that's a push?
That's dumb.
That is dumb.
So stupid.
Italy won the damn thing, and
so it's not. So therefore, it's not a push.
So he put $20 on. He won nothing. He just got the $20 back. Sue's news is coming up, Dave. But I thought this would be helpful for you, for me, for parents out there who have kids. Now, some of you may not have kids. Maybe you have grandkids. Dave, your children are how old?
Twins are 5, and my little boy Will is 2. So 3 boys.
So Alexa is 6, and we have kids ranging from, you know, I guess 5 to 8 in the neighborhood. We have older kids and younger kids, but I'm saying just the ones that she plays with. So Becky's very good at getting creative because, you know, as well as I do, you know, your wife's a teacher. She's home with the kids. Keeping one kid busy is hard enough. Keeping 3 kids busy and then, you know, you have hours and hours during the course of a summer day that you
have
to film.
It's a challenge.
So there was a woman that wrote on, we're big fans of Clay Travis over at OutKick, and Haley Simmons, who is on his staff, wrote a piece a couple of weeks ago. I've been hanging on to this summer survival guide for the stressed out parent. So I thought we'd do this here before Sue's news. Some of these suggestions are pretty good, Dave. Buy an inflatable water slide now. She says inflatable baby pools aren't going to cut it anymore for these kids. She's right about that. Kids these days will laugh in your face if you show up with a plastic kiddie pool from Walmart. Today's kids, and by the way, those were real hard to get during the
I believe
the
it. Yeah.
Today's kids are spoiled and entitled and bored with everything. The things that used to bring me unadulterated summer joy as a child, a water hose, some chalk, a bug catcher, don't bring anything more than an indifferent sigh from my kids. I blame this on a lot of factors, but mainly on JoJo Siwa. And I guess this is somebody who is famous online. I have no idea.
Oh, but she's a YouTube star, I believe.
Right.
Yeah,
right. She's a YouTube star. But her suggestion here is desperate times call for desperate measures. bite the bullet, get this ridiculously enormous inflatable water slide. If you can't afford it on your own, get a neighbor to go in on it with you. And she says, yes, it's pricey, but I told myself it'd be worth it to sacrifice a month or two of nice dinners or new clothes or food or rent or medical care or all other essential expenses if it meant my kids would leave me alone and play for 10 more minutes at a time. If the price tags is too obnoxious, she says, yeah, go in with a neighbor, split the cost. I don't know how much those things are. It can't be that much. You like this one, Dave. Get a sibling shirt. Kids bicker a lot, and they bicker a lot more during summer break. It's just a fact. When I ran out of conventional parenting tactics, I turned to the only thing that usually helps me solve all my problems, Amazon. I ordered an XXL t-shirt from Amazon and named it the sibling shirt. And so now I force my two older kids to wear the shirt together.
Oh, this is brilliant.
Until they get along. So far, it's only served as an excuse for the older one to drag the younger one around against her will. So the verdict is still not in on whether this works or not. I'll provide an update soon. Yeah, that could be. And she actually has a picture of the two kids walking around the grass with the sibling shirt on. So that's a good one
for
you.
Such a good idea.
Stock up on alcohol. Something tells me you've already done this, Klein.
Oh, yep.
I feel like this
I'm
one,
set
she said,
there.
Yeah, is a no-brainer, but it needs to be reiterated because sometimes a margarita is better and cheaper than a therapist. When you say to yourself, man, this has been a long day, and then you look up at the clock and you see it's only 9:47 a.m., it's time to start chilling the Chardonnay, guys. And do you know what pairs well with maddening toddler meltdowns in 104-degree weather? Rosé. It really cleanses the palate after your four-year-old flushes a diaper down the toilet and then yells, well, I'm not going to, you know, say the word, so friends tell me. I've never experienced this situation before. Nope, never, ever. That's a good one, though.
That's a really good one.
Make unnecessary home improvements. You know the best way to pass the time during a long, hot summer with antsy kids? Do unnecessary home improvements that could definitely wait and that you may not even have the money or skill level to do, but you obviously do them anyway. For example, she says, after a particularly long, hard day with the kids, I very rationally decided that I hated one of the big bushes in our front yard. Why did I hate that bush? What did it do to deserve this? All it had ever done is grow a few pretty flowers, house a few birds' nests, and make our landscaping work and look symmetrical. But while the kids were eating dinner, I took a pair of huge branch cutters and annihilated the sucker and felt oddly better about getting, you know, on with life in general.
So, I can see how that could be satisfying to do.
Yeah. I think that's basically what she's saying. Have official movie nights. Making the movies your kids are already watching 476 times in a row more special with an official movie night. All that means is buying inexpensive popcorn popper from Amazon and making some homemade popcorn, putting said popcorn into a cute movie popcorn box. Making a huge pallet on the ground with blankets and pillows, and that is kind of a fun thing to do.
It's a good idea.
Right, but here's one issue with that. These kids these days, and I might have been one of them when I was that age, they're so ADD they can't sit and watch a movie. Now, my daughter can, but some kids can't. We've had kids over to the house, for example, that have not been able to.
Yeah, my kids will make it about probably an hour in, and then they'll go, I can find something better to do.
That's pretty. They're still young. Make homemade snow cones. A cool $30 can make you the proud owner of a shaved ice machine that you can whip out in the dead heat of long afternoon. That's actually a good one.
But I wonder how many times you'd actually use it. Like, it seems like one of the things you buy once and be too much hard work, and you go, it's not worth it.
Right, here's a better idea. Go to Walmart and get some snow cones.
Right.
Can't you do that?
Right.
Some pre-made snow cones or something like that? Here's one that I do in my neighborhood. Suck up to people with pools. If you don't have access to a pool, which we don't, she says, and I don't, you better start sucking up to those lucky pool owners. Batch your eyelashes, show some leg, slide into those DMs, sleep with someone, do whatever it takes to score that invite. It's for the kids, okay? And then her final suggestion is cry alone in your car when all else fails. Another tried and true tactic you can always employ is resorting to your car, locking the doors, turning on dirty rap music at full blast. And she says, I recommend Lil Wayne or Gucci Mane?
I think so, yeah.
And I do have one more serious suggestion here for the parents out there looking for, and this is, I have to give credit to my wife, and she's done this a few times, and we've actually launched this into something that adults can take part in, even FedEx drivers in the neighborhood, Dave. Have you seen, these things are so cool. If we would have had these when we were kids, maybe when you were younger, All you have to do is buy this balloon packet. You put it on the hose. You turn the hose on.
Oh, I've heard of this.
It fills up like 60 balloons at one time.
This is the thing that looks like a bunch of cow udders at the same time?
Yes.
Okay. And does it actually work?
It works amazingly.
Oh, that's
great. So all you got to do, and it ties them. I don't know how it does it, but it basically cinches them.
That
so
is
all
part
tied.
Of the hassle of the water balloon.
Exactly. So when you do this, and here's what we've turned it into, a bit of a sport in the neighborhood. So we take a little wiffle ball bat or something. Usually it's a bat that my daughter's using for T-ball, so it's not like it's a big wooden baseball bat. And we've had people, adults, like I said, the FedEx driver, the UPS driver, have taken turns. We pitch the water balloon, you smack it with the bat, we record it in slow motion. The last part is very important because you have to have it captured in slow motion for it to really look good. So that's something to consider, Dave. Some of those are maybe jokey joke suggestions. Some of them are real.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
Oh, yeah, that's fake news today. Sue's out. But Dave Klein is here.
Lucky Sue with jury duty. I got some news for you.
All right, here we go.
Okay, so this first
one. Is this your first foray into a solo Sue's News?
Yeah, it is.
There it is, Dave Klein.
I think you're going to like these stories, I think. All right, Michigan man David Olson was demolishing his back steps in early July when he made a strange discovery, Mark. Hundreds upon hundreds of bowling balls buried in the sand behind some cinder blocks.
Wait, what?
Yeah, 160 balls in total, and he's convinced there's even more. So Olson, he contacted Brunswick, the manufacturer of the balls, and they told him that the balls were manufactured in the 50s. And he was just kind of worried about those balls being so old, if they were going to be toxic or something like that. Then they said, no, they're fine. You just need to properly dispose of them. I don't know how you properly dispose of 160 bowling balls, but that's another story.
Okay, but there are a couple other questions that come up here. Why are they there?
So here we go. So as for the ball's origins, Olson said there used to be a Brunswick bowling ball plant in Muskegon, Michigan.
Oh.
And he said some ex-Brunswick employees contacted him through the Facebook post that he made and said workers used to take scrap bowling balls to use as a cheaper alternative to gravel or sand. So he said he actually is going to keep the balls. He's going to use them for edging or landscaping to make some sculptures.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm looking at this story. I pulled it up once you started talking about it. He says that they told him back in the 1950s they used to make damaged bowling balls available for people to take for free and use as landfill. So maybe that's what the guy did, but that's a lot of bowling balls.
That's a lot
landfill.
Of bowling balls.
That would
balls.
Be a very strange discovery.
Right. And at first he said, I guess he discovered like 40 or 50 or 60, and then he just kept on getting more and more and more until eventually he said the total was 158. And then he said, I got a couple more. And that's why he's just said, well, if I'm finding, you know, two or three more a day, there's got to be more.
Love that
in
story.
This yard.
It's a good one, Dave.
Thank you very much. Wyoming rancher Frank Reynolds was rounding up livestock on a neighbor's pasture when his vehicle tipped over on top of him on Sunday, dislocating his shoulder and breaking his ribs. Now, I think this was last Sunday.
Okay.
Reynolds said he honked the ATV's horn until the battery died, but no one in earshot of his voice could hear him. Luckily for Reynolds, he was able to access water, and this is my favorite part, Keystone Light from his cooler until concerned friends and family organized a search for him Monday and found him a day later. The report said that by the time Reynolds was found, he was pretty much out of it. So this guy survived for almost 2 days on nothing but water and beer. Now, that's a good survival guide.
I think you could probably survive more than that if you had to.
Probably.
Right?
I like the beer aspect of the story.
I figured,
as kind of
right.
as the beer drinker that I am. All right, story number three. Jasmine Lawrence revealed that she's dating Eric Murphy. Now, if you're wondering why I'm just bringing up two random people, here's why. It's because Jasmine Lawrence is the daughter of Martin Lawrence, and Eric Murphy is the son of Eddie Murphy. So they made this official on their Instagram, put up a bunch of pictures of them two dating. How cool would that be to be dating and you're the son and daughter of two comedy legends like that?
How about Thanksgiving dinner?
I know. One,
for those families.
Gotta be to be a fly on the wall at that dinner would just be amazing. So we all know that Eddie Murphy and Martin Lawrence star together in one of my favorite films, Life, from 1999, that great comedy film. And then my final story, Mark, the Washington football team's multi-year nickname journey seems to be finally reaching its end. Washington president Jason Wright told the Washington Post that the team will reveal a new name and logo in early 2022. He also said the team would retain its well-known burgundy and gold color scheme. And by the way, one of the rumored names, the Warriors will not be the name because it too closely aligns with the Native American themes.
Okay, can I say something maybe somewhat controversial?
Sure.
I'm not so sure at this point, as dumb as it seemed to begin with, that the Washington Football Club is not the worst choice.
I actually kind of like
it. Right, I know. There's something about it that I kind of like, too.
The weird generic logo and color scheme they had, it actually kind of worked. I thought it was going to be really tacky at first. Then I saw it, and I kind of thought the same thing you did. Like, this actually, it looks okay.
All right, well, okay. I think I've seen a couple other people comment on that on Twitter. And there you go. That's Sue's News, brought to you by Dave. Let me throw this in because I don't want to suck Cusimano into politics when we have him on. We'll talk some sports. Obviously, the Cardinals got postponed yesterday. The All-Star break is underway. A lot of questions about the second half of the season. But you have the home run derby tonight, the game tomorrow, this guy from the Angels, first of all.
Shohei Ohtani.
And he's a pitcher, and he crushes the ball.
Yep, and he doesn't take batting practice.
I know, I love that. So you're going to hear a lot about him. I'm sure that he'll talk, Cusimano will talk a little bit about the All-Star game, but this is what you're going to see if you watch the game. The RNC has taken out an ad that will play tomorrow night. Whoop, that's Sue's News. We don't want that. How about this? Hang on. Every once in a while, Dave, I still get confused with those buttons. Go figure.
This was supposed to be Atlanta's night, but we were robbed. Democrats stole our All-Star game to push their divisive political agenda. Politicians and corporations lied, while black communities got hurt the most, even though a majority of black voters support laws like voter ID. To Democrats, it's just a game, but we're the ones who got played.
The Republican National Committee is responsible for the content of this advertising.
I love that. That is awesome. So that's just a 30-second ad. That is a Georgia pastor, the Reverend Melvin Everson, who also, and I can't remember if I heard it in that ad, Dave, they highlight the economic move there to Georgia. That's $100 million. When she said they were robbed, $100 million. So that's going to air tomorrow night on the Fox coverage of the All-Star game, which begins at 6 p.m. Eastern time. It's also going to be played on MSNBC, CNN, and Fox Atlanta. Of course, the All-Star game was going to be at the Atlanta Braves ballpark, Truist Park, but that got passed over because no one really wanted to pay attention to the details of the voting reform bill, and they wanted to make things up about it, spread fake news, so Major League Baseball and most of corporate America got very woke and alive, and they changed the location of it, right? So, but I am kind of curious to see the home run derby at Coors Field, which they've had before, but that can be a very lively home run derby.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, the ball just seems to fly out of there.
How long has it been since we've had the home run derby and the All-Star game here now in St. Louis? Was that... That must have been
2009.
Was it 2009?
Yeah, because the new Busch Stadium opened in 2006, and I believe it was 2009 we had the All-Star game.
Seems like it was just yesterday. It was great. I've been a part of two All-Star games when Miller Park opened, which is now not Miller Park in Milwaukee. They had an All-Star game there a couple of years after it. And that was the one that was a tie.
That was the tie.
That was the infamous tie. That was awesome. And then, of course, the one in 2009. And the All-Star game is just a great overall event. We had... a lot of Hall of Famers in town. You had the Negro Leagues display when they did the, you know, the game is just one part of it, but the displays and everything they do as a part of the All-Star game, it becomes a week-long event.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Tomorrow coming up, 4:45. Every once in a while, I like to go overseas, and we've been checking in with Linda Garofano for more than a year now in Rome. Of course, you had a big soccer game yesterday, but the COVID numbers in Italy are always fascinating, and we're going to check in with Linda right now just to see how things are going. Her whole livelihood is on the line as a tour guide. Linda, how are you? Welcome back.
I'm fine, and you?
Are you celebrating? I'm fine, but are you celebrating a big football victory in Italy today?
Oh, well, it was a long night celebration. You have no idea.
Well, I can imagine. But, you know, I guess I could segue into a bit of a COVID question. Are there concerns about COVID? I know that there were some folks from the WHO that were criticizing what happened in England because they saw fans that were unmasked. Are they worried that a bunch of people are going to bring this back to Italy, or is that being covered at all today?
Apparently, from what we know, is that the football supporters from Italy that were in Wembley, they were actually those who are residents in the UK. So no tickets were sold to someone coming from Italy.
Aha, yes.
That is the official version,
right? Right,
so
right.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I guess that would be of some concern. Well, congratulations on the victory for sure. We were watching the game here with great interest in the States. We like to check in with you, as I mentioned, Linda, every once in a while. So I'm looking at some of the numbers. Things are significantly better in Rome and the rest of Italy right now than the last time we spoke, aren't they?
Yeah, actually, they were significantly better up until a week ago. Right now, we do see a slight increase with the Delta variant, and that is a bit of a concern. Like, you know, we have to keep the situation under control because otherwise we risk a fourth wave, which is unfortunately hitting already severely in some other European countries. But it is true that in Italy, we have really sped up with the vaccination. So right now, we have currently, we have 60% of the population that received one dose, and I think we're hitting 40% of double dose. I got my second dose 3 days ago.
Awesome.
So that is fantastic. And finally, I'm also hearing about some tourists coming back. Rome is pretty full with families mostly. But from the second half of August, group tourism will be allowed again because they just released the situation for North America, meaning that those who have been vaccinated from North America, they can actually enter the country without quarantine, and that will make things easier for the business. So we just have to hope that this Delta variant behaves the way we hope if we do have a high percentage of vaccinated people.
You know, what's interesting on the Delta variant, and I don't know how much news you get from across the pond here in the States, but we've had some concerns about the Delta variant. And my state, Missouri, has been unfortunately leading the nation in some of those cases. And in the other direction, unfortunately, the fewest amount of Americans or amongst the fewest that have been vaccinated. But I've checked in, not that this isn't serious, the Delta variant, but the number of people who died in Missouri 2 days ago was zero deaths, which we have a violence issue here in America. And I guarantee you a lot more people died of gunfire in St. Louis and in Kansas City. So while it seems to be more infectious, there doesn't seem to be, in fact, I think some of the evidence is showing it's less deadly. What are they saying in Rome about the Delta variant along those lines? Do you hear things similar to that or
yeah,
not?
Yeah, they're kind of explaining the thing in the same way. We are noticing an increase in cases in the last few days, but we're not seeing an increase in intensive care nor in death rate. So that is encouraging, let's say. But that's the same way we felt last summer. And yeah. Then all of a sudden in September and October, things got worse. So
right.
We just have to hope that we don't go totally crazy. Like last night for the celebrations, I felt a little bit unsafe. I mean, I went in the street myself for a few minutes, but then I decided to stay home because very few people were wearing masks. And I think there was not enough social distancing. That was my perception. So I decided, you know, to stay on the safe side and go back home. But generally speaking, they said they had the situation under control also in the area where the spectators were allowed to watch the game altogether, which is Piazza del Popolo, which is one of the main locations in the historical center in Rome. They said that the area was totally surrounded and that people had to register before entering. So apparently they got some kind of screening, pre-screening. So I just hope that all they say is true. But of course, we'll find out in the next 2 weeks, I'm afraid.
Yeah. Well, and the one thing that I feel like we should emphasize, because and you and I talked about this quite a bit last year and earlier this year, is that the perception might be that the coronavirus hit Italy harder last spring than it did in the fall, and that couldn't be further from the truth. I mean, you were really hit hard by that wave in the fall.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, that's true.
So, Linda, when it comes to tourism, something that you yeah. are a, you know, we want to get people to visit Italy and Rome and Americans and everybody else, but even though they're allowing some of the tourism, do you have a sense of how willing people are to travel? I mean, here we're seeing a lot of people within the United States, they're dying to get out. They want a vacation. I'm going to Florida this week. I've been to Las Vegas. People want to travel. But international travel is a little different, even if we're talking about Europeans coming from a different European country, right?
No, I actually see an increase in requests.
Good.
I have to say that as soon as the company I work for opened Italy, we kind of saw the tours filling up very quickly. So that is something encouraging. Now, of course, the whole course of the Delta variant will influence the sales, but we do see a very high rate of interest, especially in the younger population. Like the young adults are willing to get out, and you know they don't want to lose their summer opportunity to travel. And we're seeing it already with Greece. Greece is pretty fully booked this summer. So hopefully the attitude is very positive. We just have to complement that with the right attitude on the other side of being safe and keeping things under control.
Maybe I should have asked you this in the beginning, but what kind of restrictions do you still have? Do you still have mask mandates in effect?
We are allowed not to wear a mask in open spaces as far as we're distanced. Mm-hmm. But whenever you're indoor, you have to wear a mask. In museums and places like that, there used to be a minimum number. At the moment, that has been released for most monuments, but not the Vatican museums, because you know the logistics of the Vatican museums does not allow that much distancing. So, of course, in that case, they kept the number to 25. It used to be 20, and it has been increased to 25. But other than that, there are very, very few restrictions compared to what it used to be.
Sure.
So this is the right turning point. This is when we have to be, you know, wise.
And how normal does it feel for you? I mean, I'll give you some perspective here. When all this opened up about 2 months ago, it's probably right around the time I spoke with you last, you wouldn't really know much about the coronavirus, at least in my neck of the woods here in St. Louis. It's very, very normal. We're going to baseball games. You're going to indoor locations without masks, especially if you're not vaccinated. So how normal does it feel, or can you still sense, because there aren't tourists there, that this is a very different time in Rome and in Italy?
You mean if I can still sense the restrictions? That what you mean?
I mean, I guess not only the restrictions, but does it feel normal? Does life feel normal again, or not quite yet for those of you in Italy?
I would say no. The feeling of more of a normal lifestyle is back. I can tell you it has dramatically changed in the last 2 weeks.
Good.
In the last 2 weeks, people are really getting back on a normal pace. Although I have to say, I do see a certain concern in staying safe, which is good. I mean, we just have to keep doing this. And of course, this is a bit of a, generalizing, because of course, you do have those who still don't believe that the thing is dangerous or could come back. So you kind of have a mixed situation. But yes, the perception walking around the city is that we're back to normal. In fact, we're back to the normal traffic and to the normal crowds.
Yeah, that's good. And we have the same people here who feel, for whatever reason, it's not real or they're not taking it seriously. And some of those people, by the way, have landed in the hospital on respirators because they weren't vaccinated.
Yeah, same here. Same here.
Unfortunately. Well, Linda, take care. We always like to check in with you. I'm glad that things are heading back in a normal direction. I think the next time we talk might be very important, because if we give this a couple more months, we'll be heading into the fall and we'll have a good sense of where we are with all this with the variants. So thank you. We'll keep in touch, Linda.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you, and take care. Bye-bye.
Linda Garofano, who is a tour guide in Rome. I made her acquaintance through Mike Kenny, who is a tour guide who took a bunch of listeners here from St. Louis of mine to Italy many years ago. It was more than a decade ago. And I reached out to Mike about a year and a half ago when all this was starting and said, look, I'd like to talk with someone in Italy. And we met Linda. And my heart just breaks, because she's been hanging on. She said she got into some a line of work with translation last year, but she wants to work again and give people some fun things to do in Italy when they visit. And here's my guess, and I hope I'm wrong about this, but you start to think about what's happening here, more and more stories about the Delta variant. By the way, and I did this check, I put this up on Twitter, you know how many people died in Missouri yesterday from COVID? Zero. Zero. But we're hearing all this panic, and again, not saying it's not real, but more people are getting COVID. They are landing in the hospital. The death number is staying very, very low.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter. Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dave, not quite even, but the Greek Freak with 41 points, and now Cusimano is just up 2-1 on our milkshake bet for the NBA Finals. I still think I have a shot here, Frank. I really do.
Oh, I think you do, too. And last night, that was the game you had to win, and you did win it. He's the best player in the series, and he was absolutely insane. I'm telling you, here's the thing. If I'm Phoenix, I'm a little bit worried, is that if DeAndre Ayton gets in foul trouble, they only got six players that can play. So if I'm Milwaukee, I just go at the seven-footer DeAndre Ayton, get him in foul trouble, then you're really a blank creek. So I still think he's going to win, but that was something else to see last night.
Yeah, game three on Wednesday night, and then game four on Wednesday, and they take three games off from here on out. I don't know. It seems like they could get to this series a little quicker. But did they go? I think they go 1-1-1. So the next game Wednesday night will be in Milwaukee, and then they go 1-1-1?
Yep.
Okay. Well,
I kind of like that.
I do too. I do too, once you get to the later games. Well, who had the Cardinals in fourth place and two games under 500 in the pool at the All-Star break?
Not at the beginning of the season. I don't think anybody did, especially after you signed Nolan Arenado. You were thinking, well, this is clearly the best team in the Central. I will say this. I've been kind of pessimistic on your show, and I'm normally not pessimistic. I for the first time, I have like a little bit of optimism because KK has figured it out, Mark. He's had two outings in a row where he hasn't allowed a run. Wainwright had an unbelievable July, and Jack Flaherty is ever so close to coming back. You got three starters in a groove. That's not bad.
Well, not only that, and I was reading a little bit about this earlier today, but apparently the month of August is your opportunity, although we thought that a couple of weeks ago, where you have a lot of losing teams, sub-500 teams that are coming in or that you're going on the road to play. So if you think, because I've kind of moved on from this season, and I think some fans are, but if you're not moving on, there's an opportunity in August for sure, right?
24 of the 27 games against teams now under 500 coming up.
Well, so, Dave, have you given up or are you holding out hope? Because we were looking at the wild card standings. I mean, you're 7.5 games back in the wild card right now.
If 2006 and 2011 have taught me anything, it's that
don't give up.
Even with this team.
I guess. I don't know, Frank. I'm voting for giving up at this point.
Let's go through this 27 games, then we'll give up. I will say that, you know what's amazing too, Mark? I don't know if you ever thought about this, but I have a great deal of respect for Bill DeWitt. And since he took over in 1996, we have never had one uneventful September. It's either winning it, contending, or the McGuire home run bash. I would be shocked if this is the first time.
That is very, very interesting. All right, meantime, we have the All-Star game in Colorado, and this Ohtani guy is just lighting things up all across baseball. Just to see this home run derby tonight could be pretty special.
Oh, my goodness. I never looked forward to a home run derby. Well, maybe McGuire in his prime, but this is going to be absolutely fascinating. And then you throw in the fact tomorrow night, how can you have more star power than the most talked-about player in baseball, in Ohtani, going against Max Scherzer? The Parkway Central kid with three Cy Young awards. I tell you, this is a lot of baseball excitement in the next 48 hours.
So, do you just hand this thing to Ohtani, or does someone else have a chance? Juan Soto, Pete Alonso, well, Joey Gallo, Trevor Story, Matt Olson, Trey Mancini, and Salvador Perez.
Well, first of all, as the English soccer team found out yesterday, you never bet against the Italians. So, Pete Alonso has got a lot of power, and I would be stunned if he's not heavily involved with Ohtani here at the end tonight.
Frank, are you one of these guys that buys into the, you know, if you participate in the home run derby, that's going to do something to affect your swing in the second half of the season?
I think that's a crock. I think some guys have gone into slumps, but no, it's absolutely not. That's a bunch of baloney.
Hey, how about that soccer victory from Italy yesterday?
How about the fact that the English soccer player who missed on the penalty kick and all the racist stuff he's
That's
had to
terrible.
Endure.
Marcus Rashford, right?
Yeah. The craziest sports fans in the world are like SEC football fans and soccer fans across the world.
Well, that's disappointing to hear, but you knew, you know, it was interesting too, and I don't follow soccer as closely as a lot of people. My wife played collegiate soccer, so she was watching it yesterday, but they brought those guys in. I think Rashford was one of them that they brought in as substitutions at the end of the game so they could do the PKs, right?
Yes. Yeah, they weren't playing regularly, yeah.
And those were the guys that missed.
Yeah, I can't imagine what those guys have to endure over the next, you know, maybe next 5 years of their life. So
that's what sucks about it. And I appreciate passion when it comes to people who love their sports teams like we do here in St. Louis. But at a certain point, you can't ruin people's lives because they missed a kick.
Absolutely. Hey, Mark, I wanted to say one thing that's just absolutely fascinating going on in sports as we speak. And I give Randy Carricker some credit from 101. Some of the phone calls are starting to be revealed from Stan Kroenke to NFL owners this lawsuit.
Right.
And St. Louis, there's one phone call where Kroenke says, quote, "I'm going to buy two parcels of land and build a stadium in L.A. that it was trying very hard to stay under the radar screen and keep it hidden. And then Goodell's quote in this phone call, "We will respect." I mean, that seems like it's game, set, match for St. Louis when you see a phone call like that.
It sure does seem that way. Absolutely. Which is unfortunate.
So here's my question, Mark. If you are St. Louis and the Rams and the NFL say, look, we don't want this to go to trial. Here's $300 million. Would you take the money now?
I don't know, because I don't know what could be the potential settlement. And that seems
I think you'd be looking at $1 billion. Right. But you know that if they lose, they're going to go to appeals court, and it's going to go on and on for years.
Here's what I would say, because when it comes to a settlement in this and the money, who gets the money? The people who had the season tickets?
Well, actually, no.
Because that's already been decided, right?
Yeah, it's the city, the county, and there's one other government function that would divvy up the money.
Okay.
The city would find a way to blow it.
Yeah, the city would find a way to blow it. No, I think one of my the gut check that I have just hearing what you just said is, yeah, go to trial and try to embarrass him at this point.
There's a lot of people that want to see Kroenke and that Kevin Demoff, the biggest weasel in sports, sweating on the stand, and I'm not against that.
Yeah, I'm not against that either, because I think Demoff in particular did not represent himself very well toward the end of all this. And there were a lot of lies that were told, and, you know, told the fans. And I think the fans should be angry about that. So we'll have to see. That's very interesting, though, Frank, moving forward. Thank you on this Monday afternoon. We'll see if we can get the Bucks to even things up. We'll talk on Friday. Thank you, Frank.
Sounds great. Thank you, sir.
That is an interesting dynamic there with that lawsuit, for sure. Were you ever a season ticket holder?
No, I knew season ticket holders, though. Yeah. So I think they've come to the general consensus. They want to see him sweat on the stand.
Well, you know, I wasn't here during that era of Rams football, because I was gone from 97 to 2006 when it was good. That was when I was up in Green Bay. And during that time, I did come down here and see the Packers get their butts kicked by the Greatest Show on Turf a couple of times. 4:55, third hour of the show coming up next. 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.